Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout, and I am the host of Scouting Giants, an unbiased New York Giants podcast focused specifically on the evaluation of the players on our team. There, I think when you want to look at the big picture, you know, of Giants football in terms of team news and all this other stuff, that's not what I'm going to do. I'm here to specifically say I'm a Giants fan. And I'm an objective Giants fan who knows and understands how to scout all the positions on an NFL field. Probably not going to be too much in terms of covering kickers, but look, this is a very interesting time for us Giants fans, isn't it? Because look at all the change we've had over the last few years. The only constants are Eli Manning and Zach DiAssi, but outside of that, Over the past few years, this has probably been the most change in our team we've seen in maybe decades. I mean, it's been pretty significant how things have changed and all the roster moves over the last few seasons and draft picks. But this show is brought to you by PigskinNutRadio.com. This show, Scouting Giants, it's a part of the bigger picture of what we do at PigskinNut.com, which is our news website, and PigskinNutRadio.com. Guys, PigskinNutRadio.com, this is going to be the undisputed king of football radio, I'm telling you. You know, you're driving to work, you're on lunch break, you drive home, you want to have a nice relaxing evening. It's always better when you got football around, isn't it? At least for me is. Maybe once you reach the bedroom and you and the wife get romantic, that might be a time to turn football off. But outside of that, I think football is always a good thing, especially when we're talking about the New York Giants. Look, on some of our other shows, we do breakdowns of players, not just on the Giants. That's on the Pro Football Scouting Show. We talk about a lot of controversial topics as well, subjects like marijuana in the NFL, domestic violence. You know, how have things changed culturally since Colin Kaepernick? So we get a little more political. That is certainly not what we're going to do on this show. This show is kind of the antithesis of that. But maybe you have a friend that's a knucklehead and he likes a team that's not the Giants. We do have shows on various other teams. But this is the future of football radio. Make PigskinNut.com and PigskinNutRadio.com your ultimate source for football news and radio. It's the football news and radio you've been missing. And then specifically for this show, if you go to pigskinnut.com/Giants, I'll give you all the Giant stuff. So today, what I want to do is give you my breakdown of O'Shane Zimenez. The last episode, couldn't say his name right, so actually practiced before this one. But they've called him Zimenez, so close enough. This is a guy that, was a 4-year player at Old Dominion. So he was a senior and, this guy started to first really get my attention, in his game versus Virginia Tech and his game, his practice at the Senior Bowl, because I love watching Senior Bowl practice. It really is a great place and a rare opportunity to get some good film evaluation on guys coming out of the draft, because they're going against better talent. It's easier to see things in full speed, so you just kind of get a different way of looking at things. But looking at O'Shane Zimenez, everyone wants to talk about that the Giants didn't get a pass rusher, that they didn't address pass rusher in the offseason. And I'll give you more of a complete opinion on this as I do deeper tape evaluation on their pass rushers. But Zimenez, based on the tape that I've seen and what I think he can be, this is a guy that does bring a lot to the table. Now, does he belong as a first round pick? No, I don't think so. I don't, but I think when you want to look at what he has the potential of being, this could be a guy that ends up being looked at as a guy that should have been drafted in the first round, But for me, there's a lot to like. But in terms of a first-round pick, he's not quite there. But I still think this guy could make a huge impact, and I'll tell you why. First of all, you know, when you want to let's look at production. At the end of the day, you know, stats, they are not the end all be all, because stats don't tell a big story. But you know, he's a guy that, you know, in his senior year, you know, he had 42 big stops, 42 tackles, excuse me, 11 and a half tackles for loss, 7.5 sacks, 3 forced fumbles. And at the end of the day, you know, that's great. But if you look at what he went against, you know, I also evaluated, the tackles that he went against, and he was not going against guys, that, you know, were very, very good at finding a target and locking onto it. He beat them with play strength. And I think he's not going to get, that easy of a win, obviously, in the NFL. I mean, that's just a given because he's playing at a small school. I mean, he's the first guy ever from Old Dominion to be drafted in the NFL, to my knowledge. Now, what does this guy do? What does this guy do especially well? Well, first of all, I think when you want to look at a guy that wins with speed to power and play strength, he's that guy, because he gets out of his stance with great explosiveness. And what's interesting is that he actually seems to get faster as the game goes on. So that tells me he has a good motor, and probably, you know, that does play into mental toughness as well, which is something that, you know, scouts are, you know, we're trained to look at. But this is a guy that wins with speed to power. He's very explosive, you know, off the line. And when you want to look at, you know, what happens after that, because we talk about guys, we talk about pass rush prospects, and sometimes we talk about a guy that doesn't have good speed off the ball but has great hands. And sometimes we talk about a guy that has a great first step but, you know, doesn't have a lot of play strength, doesn't have the ability to get off blocks, doesn't have good use of his hands. When you look at Ximenez, you know, he gets off the ball with a lot of explosion, and he plays with tremendous play strength. So when you want to look at the way he combines speed to power, that is something that I absolutely, you know, will sit here all day and tell you that when you want a guy, an outside edge rusher that can just straight bull rush someone back into the quarterback. And I'm not just talking about guys at small school. I'm talking about guys in the NFL. He can do that. I think he's going to be able to do that. Now, from the interviews I've seen and from everything that I've heard, and really I look at, you know, when I say this, I look at me actually hearing them talk, me listening to their coaches talk, because I dig into all this stuff before I talk about it. This seems like a guy that really, really loves coaching and loves the game. So that tells you that he's probably going to work hard, you know, to get better. Now, I'll tell you what I see on the game tape is I see a guy that when you want to look at the way, you know, he uses his hands, this guy is a very good hand technician, and he has violent hands too. His two best moves are a slap swim move and his bull rush. But, you know, his hands are just so quick once he's engaging. And that's a huge thing. And that's why you see, you know, a lot of these offensive linemen and, you know, defensive linemen, they do stuff like boxing and other stuff, because a lot of this really is a hand battle. And when you look at his hands and his feet, they're moving together. He has good feet, really good feet and good hands. And it just seems like they're working together. And he just has a nice looking get off the ball. And, you know, you watch some of his plays, he drives guys back into the quarterback. Yeah, he did it against lower level competition, but I would say I'm supremely confident he's going to be doing that in the NFL. Beyond that, you know, this guy, again, he has a, you know, we talk about a lot of guys in the draft this year who are not NFL ready because they have to work on their hand usage. he has to, all these guys have to work on their hand usage because it gets harder in the NFL. But, you know, he, or you talk about guys that don't have a game plan. We hear that a lot. This guy doesn't have a game plan. He's got a game plan, and he's got a good game plan. He's got good counter moves. He's going to probably develop a wider array of pass rush moves, I'm sure, in the NFL. He's got a few of them that work really well for him. Again, you know, the slap swim, the bull rush has a nice spin move as well. You know, this guy has a plan. When you want to talk about ever trying to put a tight end or a running back in the, on this guy, I mean, you know, typically he's going to destroy those guys. I mean, this is a guy that, in terms of just manhandling people, he does it. And that's why I say he's a guy with, you know, good strength in terms of, you know, everyday life. I mean, you know, the combine, he benched 225, 24 times, which is pretty good. But, you know, again, it's the play strength and how that functionally converts on the field. He is functionally extremely strong. So, he's got this advanced pass rush move. I think, you know, when you look at, you know, his level of competition he was playing against, you know, it's tough to evaluate him to a certain degree because the guys he was playing at that school, these guys, just technique-wise, were not on his level or athleticism. But look, that's why he's part of the reason that he got drafted. He does have a lot of production. Talked about getting off the snap quickly, and I think when you look at a guy that is a cerebral football player, they use their mind to win. He does that. There's a play, and I'm just brain farting on the school right now in the game I was watching. But you know, there was one play. It was a typical, you know, JJ Watt type play. Deflected ball turned into a pick six, and instead of going in for the rush, he read the quarterback's eyes, knew where the quarterback was going to go with the ball, went to the spot he needed to be at. Tipped it, deflected it, and then ran it back for a touchdown. So, look, this tells me that he's a smart football player. He plays with good anticipation. And again, you know, combining that with a guy that takes to coaching and, you know, seems to be, you know, just a guy that has a love for the game. This is someone who I think could be very good. In terms of the way he plays, he does remind, you know, of course, I'm not going to, you know, this is a ridiculous thing to say, and I don't mean to say that he's going to be Michael Strahan, so I don't, you know, want to go there, but the way he plays does remind me a lot of Michael Strahan, in terms of just watching the film there. Will he be that good? Probably not. Michael Strahan is a Hall of Fame player, but, you know, another guy that didn't come from a big school, who made a living as a pass rusher for the New York Giants. You know, the other things, again, that he does is that, you know, he does have a good arsenal of different moves. I also mentioned the spin move has been something that's pretty strong of his as well. And, you know, and this does go back to play strength. But, you know, when you're in that battle in the trenches and you get hit and you get jolted back, and sometimes it shocks the SH double hockey sticks out of you. But you know, when you watch him lay hands to someone, his hands have tremendous power. His hands may have as much power as any pass rusher I saw this year. And that is going to be something that makes a difference at the next level. And his hands, again, are just so sudden. So, you know, a lot to like about this guy. So again, to kind of sum up the things that I really like about him is, again, you know, his passion for the game, what I think his coachability is, you know, the way he uses his hands, his mental processing. He's a guy that converts speed to power, has a game plan and a number of pass rush moves and three that work really, really well. And someone that gets off the ball really fast, has that great play strength and will really knock a guy back. So there's, you know, there's a lot to like when you want to look at that. And the other thing is that, you know, he doesn't, and I'll mention this again, is that he's got a great motor. That's something that I see. And even, you know, when he goes full speed, he doesn't sacrifice anything. Like, it's not like, you know, his technique gets worse or his hand placement gets worse. It, you know, it doesn't. So that's something that I really like to see, is a guy that when he plays at that full speed, that, you know, he's really, you know, he's really keeping all of his technique sound. You know, another guy, totally unrelated, but, you know, I'm really big on Marquise Hollywood Brown, you know, the wide receiver that the wide receiver from Oklahoma, you know, and he went to the Baltimore Ravens. But I was really big on him because, despite being a small guy, this is a guy that when he played at full speed was just, you know, he just was in and out of his break so fast, and he played with full speed, never sacrificing any technique there. So I'm going to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to talk to you about maybe some more of the things I like, but, you know, also some of the things that I think he needs to improve on at the next level. Again, this is not all sunshine and roses. This is being objective. We'll be right back here on Scouting Giants. All right, back here on Scouting Giants, and now we're going to go over, you know, what does Ximénez need to get better at? You know, what are the things that, because I said in the beginning of the show, I said, I don't think this guy is a first round pick. You know, to me, there is a lot that left to be desired for me, you know, as a run defender. And, you know, I see a lot of times that, you know, he would just get, you know, despite having great play strength, you know, when it came to, you know, offensive linemen that, again, were below his level of competition, creating running lanes, you know, he sometimes had a hard time getting off blocks when it came to being a run defender. And that's something that did worry me. When you look at, again, despite the positives, I say he did have a lot of one-on-one matchups that he won just because he went against lesser competition. I mean, he won a lot with his slap, swim move. He did it. He went against less competition, but I still know it was enough to say that this guy can play in the NFL. But at the end of the day, it was against lower level competition. So some of his production did come from that. And you know, I think he's a guy that at times plays with a little bit too high of a pad level for me. And despite him being someone that I think is a very, very smart football player, he does, in terms of an open field, you know, tackler, and this goes back to his run defense, you know, a lot of times he just doesn't take the right angles and put himself in the best position. But I think this guy really can develop, you know, into a better run defender. He certainly is one of those guys where I can look at him and say, you know, because of his play strength and some of the stuff I see him do as a pass rusher and the way he sheds blocks, I think with good coaching, he can learn to be a better run defender. You know, and I think, you know, for me, you know, those are the main things that concern me. And I'll say probably one more thing that probably is maybe the biggest one of them all. He's not a bender. He's not a guy that really bends around the edge. I don't see it. You know, when you see him, you don't see him run around people. Typically, you see him run through people. See, you look at a guy that went in the first round, Brian Burns, you know, Josh Allen. If you look at the bend those guys have as they go around the edge, it's, you know, it's very, very noticeable. You don't see that with Ximénez. You see a guy that when he has to get around you, he takes a very wide angle to do so. Is not going to be that guy that really shows to be an elite bender. Where he wins is speed to power. And that's the name of his game. He wins with speed to power, violent hands, and quick hands. But again, you know, he needs, I think the biggest things I'll say in terms of a knack against him is his run defense and his ability to bend around the edge. And he doesn't, he doesn't always take the best angles either. And I think, again, it all plays back into run defense. So that is it for this episode. On the next episode, I am going to give you my scouting report on some more of our rookies. Next up is going to be Dexter Lawrence. I do want to do Daniel Jones. I'll probably do him after that. I wanted to take a little bit of a break just because the first two episodes may involve Daniel Jones, so I may even take a little bit of a longer break because, again, I don't want to just have too many episodes on one player and monopolize that, from the get-go. This is Steve the Scout. I am the host of Scouting Giants. For more information, you can check us out at pigskinnut.com/Giants.